Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to episode 19 of the Dr. John Day Show. Before we jump in and get started, as always, my lawyer wants me to remind you of three things. One, this is just general information. There is no medical advice on this show. I am not your doctor. Just because you're listening to this doesn't create a doctor-patient relationship. And three, do not self-diagnose, treat, or anything like that based on anything you've heard. Thanks. That is it. Let's get back to the show. Number 19, prevent cancer with cruciferous vegetables. Let's face it, cancer scares all of us. Who would ever want to spend all of their time at the doctor's office or in a hospital undergoing surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, only to feel horrible, potentially lose all of your hair, and know that in the end, you might not even make it? Even though the number one health risk women face is heart disease, studies show that what they fear the most is breast cancer. So, is there a way to help prevent cancer with food? Yes. Welcome to the cruciferous vegetables. The cruciferous vegetables are one of the best cancer prevention medicines that we have. Not only are these some of the healthiest veggies by their nutritional content, but many studies have shown that they can also prevent cancer. The time to start preventing cancer with food is now. So, which are the cruciferous veggies? Before we go any further, you may be wondering, what exactly is a cruciferous vegetable? These are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale, bok choy, and cabbage. So, what makes cruciferous veggies so effective in preventing cancer? While fruits and veggies in general are very potent anti-cancer agents, the cruciferous vegetables seem to be even stronger than the standard fruit or vegetable in preventing cancer. These cruciferous veggies have very potent sulfur-containing phytochemicals, which can knock out carcinogens before they even start to turn cells cancerous. The time to start eating cruciferous vegetables is now, basically before you're ever diagnosed with cancer. Thus, if you are worried about all of the toxins in our environment and the potential risk of cancer, make sure you get enough cruciferous vegetables to allow your liver a chance to detoxify all of these toxins. While the cruciferous veggies seem to contain special cancer prevention properties, I do not want to minimize the cancer prevention effects of all of the other fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are critically important to maintaining health and our energy levels. Eat them with every meal. The American Heart Association now recommends 9 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. If you do the math, that works out to be about 3 servings with each meal. Of these 9 daily servings of fruits and vegetables, I recommend to my patients that they get at least 6 of the 9 as vegetables. So pace yourself. 3 fruits and veggies with each meal. I'd say 2 vegetables and 1 fruit with each meal. It goes against the grain of our culture, especially breakfast, but we need to eat what our body needs. Let food heal us. Let food be our medicine. So don't be afraid of having a vegetable as part of a nutritious breakfast. What cancers do cruciferous veggies prevent? Studies show that a healthy diet, including regularly eating cruciferous vegetables, that This can decrease your risk of breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer by 60 to 70%. So you can lower these cancers by 60 to 70%. And it's not just these cancers. Most cancers seem to be reduced with cruciferous veggies. In fact, even in smokers who, as we know, have incredibly high risks of cancer, cruciferous vegetables can help to prevent a lot of the cancers in smokers as well. How often should I eat cruciferous vegetables? I recommend that my patients have at least 1 to 2 servings of these veggies each day to help detoxify your body and to help prevent cancer. Fortunately for me, broccoli is my most favorite food. I just find that my day is incomplete if I can't have at least 1 to 2 servings of my favorite vegetable. The nurses and my colleagues at the hospital, as well as my friends, are always teasing me about broccoli. They always make sure that there is at least a side of broccoli for me at any social gathering, including even a child's birthday party. So I am teased about it. I admit it. Broccoli is my favorite vegetable. I love it. Broccoli is also very high in vitamin C, which can also help you to not come down with the common cold. Personally, I am learning to branch out and try other cruciferous vegetables as well. For example, I now eat cauliflower several times a week. When I'm traveling in Asia, I'm usually eating bok choy every day. I was at a dinner this past weekend with some other physicians, and one of the doctors who was there with us at the table said, "The person who eats kale regularly does not need to see the physician." While I would never take this statement literally, and please, if as you're listening, don't take this statement literally, but the message is quite powerful in that real foods like kale have the power to heal us, to keep us healthy. And so if you are eating kale regularly, which is one of the most nutritious foods, there's a good chance that you may not come down with any illnesses that might require you to see the doctor. However, still please check in with your doctor regularly. How should I eat my cruciferous veggies? To get the most out of these veggies, it's best to eat them as fresh as possible. Studies show that you start to lose some of the nutrients after just 3 days of picking them. This is what I like to refer to as the farm to the plate time, or how long it takes from the fruit or vegetable to go from when it was picked to your plate. If it is out of season or the farm to plate time is much longer than 3 days, you may want to consider buying the flash frozen organic frozen vegetables for maximal nutrition, because the longer it sits, those nutrients are just breaking down and decaying. And for those of you who may not enjoy eating vegetables, you might as well get the maximum nutritional content when you do eat these wonderful foods. Also, eat your vegetables, your cruciferous vegetables anyway, raw or lightly cooked. If you cook these veggies until they are soggy, not only is it going to taste awful, but you also lose too much of the nutritional and anti-cancer benefits. For me, I absolutely love dipping raw broccoli into hummus for an afternoon or even a morning snack. Also, whenever we do a stir fry, broccoli is a must have item. I love it this way. A question that often comes up, should I buy organic? Our family made the switch to organic several years ago. For us, organic food just tastes so much better knowing that there's no pesticide residue. Fortunately, the organic cruciferous vegetables are not that much more expensive than the non-organic variety. It seems a shame, really, if you think about it, that we even have to worry about pesticide residue on our produce. This is something that our ancestors never had to worry about 100 years ago. Studies show that pesticides may cause Parkinson's disease or autism. Personally, Getting Parkinson's disease scares me just about as much as getting cancer. And actually, if you really want to break it down, depending on which cancer it is, Parkinson's disease scares me a lot more than probably most cancers. Newer studies are even showing that organic food may be more nutritious as well. One thing, if you do Google cruciferous vegetables on the internet, a question that often comes up, do cruciferous vegetables cause thyroid goiters? For those of you who may not have the slightest idea of what a thyroid goiter is, basically it's just a simple enlargement of the thyroid. And as mentioned, if you look on the internet, there's a lot of misinformation about this. And a lot of people are afraid of the cruciferous vegetables because of what they've read on the internet. This is really a shame because these foods are such incredibly healthy vegetables. Yes, it is true. If you isolate certain molecules from these cruciferous vegetables, and then you take these certain molecules that you've isolated and you give them to an animal in mega doses, that, yeah, you can interfere with their thyroid function. However, based on my review of the published medical data, I could not find any studies linking cruciferous vegetables, and that's when eaten as part of a healthy diet, which also includes getting enough iodine, as well as many other nutritious foods. So, you know, you're eating your cruciferous vegetables in addition to all the other healthy foods and getting enough iodine. I couldn't find any studies linking it to thyroid problems. Personally, in my own practice, I've never seen a goiter in my patients that was felt due to cruciferous vegetables. If this is something that worries you or you have a history of thyroid disease, then get enough iodine in your diet. Cook your cruciferous vegetables and discuss this concern with your physician. What do you think? Do you get your 1 to 2 servings of cruciferous vegetables each day? Do you feel that organic fruits and vegetables are worth the price? If so, or even if you don't, how do you like to prepare your cruciferous vegetables? I'd love to hear from you. My wife and I are always looking for new and delicious ways to prepare our vegetables, and we'd love to hear any tips or tricks that you may have and our other readers and listeners would like to as well. So go onto my website, drjohnday.com. Please leave me a comment. Also, if you found this podcast helpful or the information on the website helpful, please share it with others. We want to get the word out. There really is a better way to live, and too often we just get too bogged down with these chronic diseases, and let's face it, we are all aging way too fast in America, and it's time for us to reclaim our health and start feeling great again. So thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.